This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa State Fair. I'm Dustin Huffman. For decades, export markets have been one of the primary drivers of demand growth for U.S. soybeans. As populations grow and diets change around the world, industry leaders continue looking for new opportunities to expand demand both for soybeans and soybean meal. But they say future growth will likely come from a combination of traditional export channels and new uses closer to home. We'll talk with the United Soybean Board after this.
Rod Stewart.
Will I see you tonight?
A special evening with the icon.
On a downtown train.
A night of hit. After hit. After hit. With special guest Richard Marks. Friday, August 14th. Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Don't miss an electrifying event. Friday, August 14th. Rod Stewart. Live.
While exports remain a critical part of the soybean demand picture, industry leaders are increasingly looking at how changing diets, livestock production, and emerging markets can create additional opportunities. Patrick Guyberson is a New Jersey farmer and a member of the United Soybean Board and says the industry is paying attention to regions that have not traditionally been major soybean customers.
But we're looking at other countries, too, that we normally didn't look at in the past. Mm-hmm. Sub-Saharan Africa, those places where they have growing economies that are looking for more protein in their diet. Well, the meal fits that.
Right.
So these are, you know, also opportunities.
As incomes rise around the world, demand for protein often follows. That creates opportunities not only for soybean meal exports, but also for the livestock industries that rely on those feed ingredients. Guyberson says those opportunities can create additional value throughout the supply chain.
Plus, what we're looking at, too, is increasing rations here into our hog production, into our poultry production. So that kind of helps bring that bottom line up for the farmer all the way across the board. You're getting more money instead of exporting the meal by itself, exporting the pork, exporting the poultry. So it's, you know, it's a ramp up as you go.
While export growth remains important, demand development is not limited to international markets. The soybean industry is also exploring new domestic applications that can create value from both soybean meal and soybean oil. Those efforts range from livestock feed to industrial products designed to replace petroleum-based materials.
But the industrial work group, too, we're also looking at a lot of bio-based industrial products, a lot of different polymers, which one of the ones everybody's talking. We have all this crush capacity for oil. You know, what are we going to do with all this meal? Well, there's quite a bit of things we can do with the meal, too. One of them, and I believe May 4th is coming up with National Firefighters, all right? Soybean meal is used in TF-1122, our firefighting foam that we're, you know, still. So, I mean, that's another one that we have bio-based adhesive stuffs that we're using with the meal. So, I mean, we're doing pretty good as far as trying to keep things evened out.
Guyberson says that the soybean industry's long-term success depends on staying ahead of changing market demand. 35 years ago, much of the conversation centered on finding additional uses for soybean oil. Today, growing demand from the renewable fuels has changed that equation, while soybean meal has become an increasingly important focus. Whether through expanding export opportunities, growing livestock production, or the development of new industrial products, the industry continues to look for ways to create value from every part of the soybean. Guyberson says maintaining a diverse mix of markets will be as critical as soybean production and processing capacity as they continue to grow in the years ahead. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. Also check out our podcast tab where you can get full replays of Weekend Ag Matters and daily reports of Iowa Ag Matters. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.